Hey friends, Allison Creamer here, licensed realtor, ABR, and property distressed expert with a CDPE license. I wanted to talk about the most current market statistics for Hampton Roads. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, invest, it might be a good time to really start taking some looks at the pricing, the inventory, and then of course the interest rates. The most recent information that has come out for our area is that we are starting an upward trend for Hampton Roads. We can see where things have stopped declining. They're actually starting to kind of improve. Our market times, even our median sales price has actually started to rise. We also are seeing a decline in the distressed market, which is phenomenal. We're seeing a decline in the listing inventory. So what that means is buyers are having less and less to choose from. I wouldn't necessarily say that we have completely recovered, because I still feel even in this market we are competing with about 25% of the homes being distressed, and buyers are still looking for bargains. Now, we're going to see some changes before the actual consumer really understands and identify these changes, because, of course, we track these statistics and reports every month, and it is our job to really tell people what to expect. So I'm not necessarily telling the sellers that we are going to go back to what we were 4 or 5 years ago, but I am saying that a well-priced home, staged properly, marketed excellent, to attract those buyers, there's a good chance that you are going to start seeing a little bit of that compromise when it comes to a buyer really understanding that they're not going to be able to offer you the lowest price possible and compete with just the short sales and distressed. The last three listings that I had sold, all of them sold for above anything that sold in the communities. Again, these were all very well-maintained properties. They were desired properties. So again, I do feel that you don't necessarily have to keep dropping your price. However, you do want to make sure that your product that you're putting out there is in the best condition possible in order, of course, to get the best price possible. I'm going to give you just a few small statistics. We will have this listed on the website and a link to that so that you can go and look at the chart if you wanted to. But what we're seeing is that the active listings have decreased of more than 18% from this time last year, which is phenomenal. So the less inventory, the more balanced our market starts to be. We're seeing an increase in people writing contracts. The pending contracts are up 18.8%, which is great. And then we're also seeing an increase in the actual settled sales. These are properties that have actually closed and recorded. Our inventory is down, the month's inventory is down to 7.6 months. When we do see somewhere around 6 months, we consider that a balanced market. That's over down by 24.3%, which is really, really, really excellent. This time last year, well, in May of 2011 last year, we were at a 10-month supply. So you can definitely see the difference in the market. I know as an active listing agent with a buyer's agent specialist, we are definitely seeing homes are getting bought. The inventory is less for buyers to choose from. It's only going to be a matter of time, guys, before the interest rates start to rise. And then, of course, as I said in the beginning, the median sales price, that too has gone up. So when you start to see higher interest rates and then, of course, higher sales prices, you know, it's less buying power. So we may be at the tail end of that perfect storm. I know we've been saying that for a little while, but the numbers are really starting to point that way. We can tell you that our the median sales price used to be, in May of 2011, it was $192,475, and now it's $202,500. So $202,500. That's over a 5% increase. So some people have lost a little bit of that bargaining where the median sales price is starting to rise. Again, our distressed properties is it was getting up to almost 30%. Now it is back down to about 24%, almost 25%. So we definitely see that coming down. It is one of the lowest percentages since August of 2010 when it was being tracked. So if you are interested in looking at what's going on in your neighborhood, for your home, in your community, and you want to know what is happening, what's the absorption rate, how long does it take to sell a house, and what we think we could get for it, I'd love to work with you and see what we can do. If you're a buyer wanting to go ahead and get into the market before we lose these 3% interest rates, I would absolutely say that get into a house before the end of the year. We just don't know this time next year where the prices are going to be and the interest rates. So this is Allison Creamer with Buy Hampton Roads Homes, which is my local website. I'm also known as Busy Bee. That's B as in boy, Z as in zebra, I as in independent, BEE. You can find me at busybee.com and buyhamptonroadshomes.com.